This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver is opening a drive-up testing site for COVID-19 tomorrow at the Pepsi Center. Mayor Michael Hancock says it can handle 500 nasal swab tests a day and can be performed by the person needing the test. Hancock says go to denvergov.org to register for testing or call 311 for assistance if you can't get to the site. The mayor says any metro area resident with at least one symptom of coronavirus infection can get tested at Pepsi Center. Colorado's unemployment filings continue to decline for the fifth week in a row. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Nearly 18,000 Coloradans filed for regular unemployment benefits last week. Officials paid out nearly $90 million in benefits last week alone, more than four times the average amount during the Great Recession. And nearly 8,000 gig workers and the self-employed filed claims. Before COVID-19, they weren't eligible. Over the past 2 months, nearly 480,000 people filed for unemployment benefits in Colorado. The industry's hardest hit include food services, retail, and entertainment. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
The nation's largest nonprofit blood bank has a critical shortage in Colorado. Vitalant spokeswoman Brooke Way says supplies have been significantly impacted by the pandemic.
We've had over 700 blood drives canceled in the Colorado, Wyoming, and Rapid City region. And that's resulted in a loss of blood donations that we were not able to collect.
Way says Vitalant has missed out on about 15,000 donations and is urging healthy people to donate, especially type O, A negative, and B negative. Donors and staff are required to wear a face mask. Coming up on the program, a spokesperson for the Georgetown Center on Poverty and Inequality talks about the unemployment insurance system's origins and its role today. That's next. Then, the aftermath of the cyclone that hit coastal India and Bangladesh this week. That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 74 degrees in Denver. It is 73 in Colorado Springs, 61 for Vail, 72 in Grand Junction, 82 degrees in Pueblo. Slight chance of thunderstorms for the Front Range tonight. This is CPR.